Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Carlos Santana bringing us back, 17 to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating Thanksgiving Day 2020. On this day, my friends, 400 years ago, the Pilgrims, well, we call them the Pilgrims now. They didn't call themselves Pilgrims in those days. At least over half of them didn't. They were on the Mayflower. I'm going to say they were in their 55th day, maybe 52nd day of crossing the Atlantic. They still hadn't made landfall. They were literally 400 years ago right now at this moment. The Pilgrims, our forebears, the people on whose shoulders we stand in America, probably wouldn't be here without them. They were crossing the Atlantic, not knowing, they did not know what they were going to find when they got there. There was no house for them waiting on them. There's no landing party. There was no grocery store, no 7-Eleven. Bob Dylan Snyder is here, folks, and he lives not far from that. He lives in Connecticut, which is probably, what are you, Bob, 200 miles from Plymouth Rock?
That we are, but this is where a lot of the Pilgrims came, right here.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
Yes, no question about it.
Bob Dylan Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, the president, the chairman the founder of Dylan Snyder Group, an amazing American success story. Go ahead, Bob.
The key to the Pilgrims, in many ways, is the person you wrote about, Squanto, the Indian chief, who before he was 35, crossed the Atlantic six times. That was an incredible column you wrote, and it really brought up a piece of history that most people don't know, but it was a great column about America and what made America great. I think it was a terrific piece of work.
Well, I love stories like that show how things that have happened in America happened because of cause and effect, because one person did something that tripped something. See, you're a cause and effect person, Bob. You take action. You do things that matter, and it causes the reaction of other things, other good things. And this is the thing that I want to get across to people today. We can choose to do the right thing like Squanto did. Squanto could have turned left or right. He could have turned left and gone away. He could have turned left and hurt the Pilgrims. But he chose, and we got to give Somerset credit too, because he was benevolent. The guy who brought Squanto to the Pilgrims, they could have gone the other way, but instead they came and said, "Hello, English, how can we help you?" And you and I are benefiting from that moment of serendipity and that moment of humanity. There's the cause and effect blending with humanity has been the history and the secret to the success of America, hasn't it?
It certainly is, and Americans are not selfish people. You mentioned before that we have this program on civility. We've been running it now for 8 or 9 years. Every speaker, and these are speakers of enormous credibility, big national reputations, has come to speak for free. The other day we had a very important academic, and he said to me, "I'll come, but I need $20,000 to do it." I said, "Everybody else has spoken for free." He said, "Well, I don't speak for free." And I said, "Then go back to academia, pal, because we're going to put some people here that do speak for free."
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you've had, I mean, the names of people, folks, that he's had at this event. And think about, the reason this is such an important thing to talk about is that step by you, that desire to be a cause and effect agent and to do it for the right reasons, to do it for good. Who knows how many people left that room with being more civil to each other, to other people, to having civility
exactly
on their mind.
Exactly the idea.
And that's the kind of thing we need to spread across this country. We need to find a way to spread it across social media. What if today we suspended all political BS and we just said, what can we say on Twitter and Facebook that would be about our common cause? The fact that yes, you and I might be different, feel differently about this political thing or that political thing. Bob, you've got an attitude about football that's different from my attitude about which team should be number one. But still, we have common cause in the fact that we're Americans, and America is a bulwark against evil in the world, isn't it?
Absolutely. We stand up and do the right thing, And occasionally we take a shot for it, but we do the right thing, and that's what's important. And there's a great song called by Louis Armstrong where he says, people are saying, how do you do? And that's a right. wonderful song.
How do you
that
do?
That really reflects
right.
America.
I love that. And it must be said that America is not perfect. Warts, but warts and all, if you every one of us has to be judged as on a balance sheet basis. Bob, I've got the things that I'm not proud of. I've got the things that I'm proud of. And you'd like to think that at the end of your life, your balance sheet is heavier on the assets than the liabilities. I'm convinced that America's balance sheet is heavier, warts and all, is heavier on the assets, even still today. What do you think?
Absolutely. We have our Madoffs. We have our Epsteins. But they are rare and isolated people.
Mm-hmm.
And once we identify them, we put them in a spot where they can do more, no more harm. There are people in all walks of life that are just shocked when they hear about stuff like that, and they don't do it. They just don't do it. They stand for what is right, and they do what is right, and that's terrific.
Well, and I just still think that we have to, somehow or another, Bob, in America, we have to say, okay, here's a line that we don't cross. This line is what's best for America. Let's debate, let's argue, let's discuss and cuss and everything else, and maybe I'm even intolerant, or you're intolerant of certain things up to that point. Folks, there's a line.
Sounds like the framers of the Constitution.
Exactly. There's a line we have to not cross, folks, and I fear that we're getting to that line right now. We need to pull back before we cross the Rubicon and to a point of no return. Quick break. Right back with the amazing, awesome Bob Dylan Schneider. It's Thanksgiving Day. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.